Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code? Hello? Hello? Releasing the line. Do no response.
Hello?
Hello? Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra.
Yes. I was calling this number. I saw on my account it's called Advance Daily. What is that?
May I have your zip code, please?
47712.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Fonda, F-O-N-D-A, Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S.
The first name is, you said, Fonda, F-O-N-D-A?
Yes.
Thank you. One moment.
Mia, no. Just a minute.
Okay, Ms. Morris, this is a call center. My name is Zandra, and we're trying to find your account. It's almost up. Now, let me verify your address. Are you there?
Oh, yes. I thought you were going to tell me. Can you not tell me what company this is?
Well, I can't disclose what I see here yet until I determine that this is your account before I share someone else's personal information. So I see your name here. I just need to verify that this is the account we need to discuss. I need your address.
It is, I got to think here for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Floyd Street in Evansville, Indiana.
Okay.
I'm calling on a different cell phone. I'm not calling on my cell because that's where I was looking it up.
Okay. Well, I do see here that the Bites Hub app was ordered. It looks like you were trying to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and you have the Bites Hub. This is a meal planning app. It helps you plan healthier meals.
No, I did not do that.
Okay. Well, were you trying to win the Dyson vacuum cleaner? This was back in April.
I don't know anything about this.
Okay. It was emailed to you at gatlinburg1976@gmail.com.
Yes.
Is that your email?
That's my email.
Okay. Well, and no one else is authorized to use your card?
Nope.
Okay. So I would have to transfer this account over to our fraud department.
Okay.
Be right back with
you. So is it going to be, are you trying to say that I've signed up for something?
Yes.
This account was created. I looked at something when it was there, but I never said that I was going to sign up. My information is on my phone, so mm-hmm. I don't know if they automatically took it or not.
Okay. So I do see that the order was submitted and everything with your information, so I can transfer you over to the fraud department, and they'll look into the matter to determine
okay.
who placed the order. Now, if you think you just clicked on it by mistake, I can just cancel the account so you won't be billed anymore.
I must have clicked on it since it's, my information's there.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not intend to do anything. I am a senior citizen, and all I get is my Social Security.
Okay.
So I don't have the extra money.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do is go ahead and close the account so they won't charge you anymore. Give me one moment.
Mia, come here. Let me take you out.
Okay, so I do have the account closed out for you, ma'am.
Okay, since I didn't get anything, I mean, why do I need to pay almost $60 for nothing?
Well, it was emailed to you. You've had access to it for over a month, almost a month now. It was emailed, so you could download it to your cell phone or your computer.
Well, I didn't do any of that.
Well, you ordered it. That's what the company is saying. So you sound like you ordered it by mistake, but it is a monthly subscription where you would be charged monthly.
But I did not use this. I didn't know anything about it. Is there any way that you can put my money back into my account?
Well, since you've had it so long, the company, let me just take a look at the terms here. I think they will only do a partial amount here. Hold on one moment. Okay, so at this point, since you've had access to it for almost over 3 weeks, they would allow me to give you 25% back off of that $59.
Oh, my gosh. And there's nobody else that you can talk to give any of the more money back?
No, I just checked with my supervisor and looked at their terms and conditions. So that is their policy, and we're here to just implement their policies to their customers.
Okay, give me back what you can, and I have no idea what this is even about.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like you said, it was, you looked like you were trying to win a Dyson vacuum, and you clicked on it, and you clicked on this app. It's a meal planning app.
And I don't even need a vacuum cleaner. I have one.
Okay. Well, if it was something you wanted to try to win, I don't know what happened, but it looks like you clicked on it. So,
I look at things in the middle of the night when I can't sleep, and I have jerky fingers.
Yes, ma'am. This was at night around 10:48 p.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So, let me go ahead and take care of this for you so you won't be billed again. You're going to get an email at that same email letting you know this refund will post back to your MasterCard in 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. The account is closed, and thank you for calling customer support.
Bye.
Bye-bye.